The important thing is not to give two monkeys for what young people think about you.
You don't think she's getting a thing about Bernard, do you?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about Chloe. She's old enough to vote on her back. Byron fought fatal duel, says Don. Oh, rather. Says Don.
It may all prove to be true.
It can't prove to be true. It can only not prove to be false yet.
Just like science.
If Bernard can stay ahead of getting the rug pulled till he's dead, he'll be a success.
Just like science. The ultimate fear is of posterity.
Personally, I don't think it'll take that long.
Then there's the afterlife. An afterlife would be a mixed blessing. Ah, Bernard Nightingale. I don't believe you know Lord Byron. Must be heaven up there.
You can't believe in an afterlife, Valentine.
Oh, you're going to disappoint me at last.
Am I? Why?
Science and religion.
No, no. Been there, done that. Boring.
Oh, Hannah. Fiancée. Have pity. Can't we have a trial marriage and I'll call it off in the morning?
I don't know when I've received a more unusual proposal.
Have you had many?
No, that would be telling.
Well, why not? Your classical reserve is only a mannerism. And neurotic.
Do you want the room?
You get nothing if you give nothing.
I ask nothing.
No. Stay.
What are you doing?
On my screen. A set of points on a complex plane made
by... Is it the grouse?
Grouse, the damned grouse.
You mustn't give up.
Why? Didn't you agree with Bernard?
Oh, that? It's all trivial. Your grouse, my hermit, Bernard's Byron. Comparing what we're looking for misses the point. It's wanting to know that makes us matter. Otherwise, we're going out the way we came in. That's why you can't believe in an afterlife. Valentine, believe in the after, by all means, but not the life. Believe in God, the spirit, the soul, the infinite. Believe in angels, if you like, but not in the great celestial get-together for an exchange of views. If the answers are in the back of the book, I can wait, but what a drag. Better to struggle on, knowing that failure is final. Let's have a look. Oh, how beautiful.
A coverly set.
A coverly set. My goodness, Valentine.
Lend me a finger.
Oh.
See? In an ocean of ashes, islands of order. Patterns making themselves out of nothing. I can't show you how deep it goes. Each picture is a detail of the previous one, blown up. And so on. Forever. Pretty nice, eh?
Is it important?
Interesting. Publishable.
Oh, well done.
Not me. It's Tomasino's. I just pushed her equations through the computer a few million times further than she managed to do with her pencil. You can have it back now.
What does it mean?
Not what you'd like it to.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, she'd be famous.
No, she wouldn't. She was dead before she had time to be famous.
She died?
Burned to death.
Oh, the girl who died in the fire.
The night before her 17th birthday. You can see where the dormer doesn't match. That was her bedroom under the roof. There's a memorial in the park.
I know, it's my house.
Val, Septimus was Thomasina's tutor. So they must have worked on it together, whatever it was, probably in this very room. So even
you
if she
do
died,
yours. Mama.
You beast!
Harsh, what is this? My lord.
Order!
Order!
I'm obliged.
I'm sorry I snapped at you. You're probably right, actually. It was always known as the schoolroom.
Good day to you, Mr. Hodge.
Will you join us this morning, Lord Augustus? We have our drawing lesson, Cone and Pyramid, today.
I am a master of it at Eton, Mr. Hodge. But we only draw naked women.
I didn't know.
You may work from memory.
Disgusting!
How nice.
We will have silence now, if you please. Here.
The school room.
No marks. Did you not like my rabbit equation?
I saw no resemblance to a rabbit.
It eats its own progeny.
I did not see that. Let me look.
The picture on your computer.
I did not have room to extend it.
Does it mean...
No, it doesn't mean Thomasina knew it was there.
No, does it mean the world is saved after all?
Oh, no. It's still doomed. But if this is how it started, perhaps it's how the next one will come.
From good English algebra?
Well, from an equation which eats its own numbers, yes.
We'll go to infinity or to zero or to nonsense.
No, if you set apart the minus roots, they square back to cents.
You know your tea's getting cold.
I like it cold.
I'm telling you something. Your tea gets cold by itself. It doesn't get hot by itself. Do you think that's odd?
No.
Well, it is odd. Heat goes to cold. It's a one-way street. Your tea will end up at room temperature. What's happening to your tea is happening to everything, everywhere. The sun, the stars. It will take a while, but we're all going to end up at room temperature. When your hermit set up shop, nobody understood this. But let's say you're right. In 18-whatever, nobody knew more about heat than this scribbling nutter living in a hovel in Derbyshire.
He was at Cambridge, a scientist.
Say he was, I'm not arguing. And the girl was his pupil. She had a genius for a tutor.
Or the other way round.
Anything you like, but not this. Whatever he thought he was doing to save the world with good English algebra, it wasn't this.
Why? Because they didn't have calculators?
No. Yes. Because there's an order things can't happen in. You can't open a door until there's a house.
I thought that's what genius was.
Only for lunatics and poets.
Yes, I see it now. Look, very well.
I had a dream, which was not all a dream. The bright sun was extinguished, and the stars did wander, darkling in the eternal space, rayless and pathless, and the icy earth swung blind and blackening in the moonless air.
Your own.
Byron.
Septimus.
I'm reading.
Do you think that I will marry Lord Byron?
Who is he?
He's the author of Childe Harold's Pilgrimage, which has the most poetical and pathetic and bravest hero of any book I ever read before. And the most modern. And the handsomest. For Harold is Lord Byron himself, to those who know him, like myself and Septimus. Well, Septimus?
No.
Why not?
One thing, he's not aware of your existence.
We exchanged many significant glances when he was at Sidley Park. I do wonder he's been home nearly a year from his adventures and has not written to me once.
It is indeed improbable, my lady.
Lord Byron. He claimed my hair, although my shot was the earlier. Said I missed by a hair's breadth. His conversation was very facetious. But I think Lord Byron will not marry you, Tom. He was only lame. And not blind.
Oh, Augustus!
Peace, peace! Until 11:45. It is intolerable for a tutor to have his thoughts interrupted by his pupils.
You are not my tutor, sir. I am visiting your lesson by my free will.
If you are so determined, my lord.
Your peace is nothing to me, sir. You do not rule over me.
Augustus.
I do not rule here, my lord. I inspire by reverence for learning and the exaltation of knowledge whereby man may approach God. And failing that, there'll be a shilling for the best cone and pyramid drawn in silence by 11:45 at the earliest.
You will not buy my silence for a shilling, sir. What I know to tell is worth much more than that.
I told him you kissed me, but he will not tell.
When did I kiss you?
What? Yesterday.
Where?
On the lips.
In which county?
In the Hermitage, Septimus.
On the lips. In the Hermitage. That? That was not a shilling kiss. Not give sixpence to have it back. I've almost forgot it already.
Oh, cruel. Have you forgotten our compact?
God save me. Our compact?
To teach me to waltz. Oh. Sealed with a kiss and a second kiss due when I can dance like Mama.
Oh, yes, indeed. We're all waltzing like mice in London.
I must waltz, Septimus. I will be despised if I do not waltz. It is the most fashionable and gayest and boldest invention conceivable, started in Germany.
Let them have the waltz. They cannot have the calculus.
Mama has brought from town a whole book of waltzes for the Broadwood to play with Count Zelinsky.
I need not be told what I cannot but suffer. Count Zelinsky banging on the Broadwood without relief has me reading in waltz time.
Oh, stuff. Mm. What is your book?
A prize essay of the Scientific Academy in Paris. The author deserves your indulgence, my lady. You are his prophet.
Aye. What does he write about? The waltz?
Yes. He demonstrates the equation of propagation of heat in a solid body. But in doing so, he has discovered heresy. A natural contradiction of Sir Isaac Newton.
He contradicts determinism.
No. He shows that the atoms do not go according to Newton.
Let me see. Oh, in French.
Yes. Paris is the capital of France.
Show me where to read. Four-handed at the piano now. Mama is in love with Count Zelinsky.
He is a count in Poland. In Derbyshire, he is a piano tuner.
Ah. Sit down.
Oh, where's Gus?
Don't know.
Wasn't he with you? Dan! Mr. Nurse!
He's always disappearing.
He has to be in the photograph. Is he dressed?
Is Bernard there?
No, he's late. Gus!
I wonder you can teach against such a disturbance, and I'm sorry for it, Mr. Hodge.
Stop ordering everybody about.
It is an unendurable noise.
The photographer will wait.
Come and help, then. Far and far are just as bad.
You coming too, Anna?
No, another goes through Lady Croom's garden books. I'll see you later.
To escape it.
Your ladyship could remain in the country and let Count Zelinsky return to town where you would not hear him.
I mean Mr. Nix is in prison.
Oh.
Would you sulk, Mr. Hodge? I will not have my daughter study sulking.
What, Mama?
What are we learning today? Well, not manners.
We are drawing today.
We seem to be reading today. My bowl of dahlias would make a worthy drawing.
Oh.
Oh, pyramid and cone. Well, I approve of geometry.
Your ladyship's approval is my constant object.
Well, do not despair of it. Where is culpability, Noakes? Oh, he's gone for his hat, so that he may remove it.
Oh.
For the widow's dowry of dahlias, I can almost forgive my brother's marriage.
We must be thankful the monkey bit Mr. Traitor. If it had bit Mrs. Traitor, the monkey would be dead. And we would not be first in the kingdom to show Adelia. I sent one potted to Chatsworth. The Duchess was most satisfactorily put out by it when I called at Devonshire House. Your friend was there, lauding it as a poet.
Oh, God. The dahlias.
Well, just as I said. Newton's machine, which would knock our atoms from cradle to grave by the laws of motion, is incomplete. Determinism leaves the road at every corner, as I knew all along, and the cause is very likely hidden in this gentleman's observation.
Of what?
The action of bodies in heat.
Is this geometry?
This? No, I despise geometry.
Mrs. Traitor would overthrow the Newtonian system in a week out.
Geometry, Hobbes assures us in the Leviathan, is the only science God has been pleased to bestow on mankind.
And what does he mean by it?
Mr. Hobbes or God?
No, I'm sure I do not know what either means by it.
Oh, pooh to Hobbes. Mountains are not pyramids. Trees are not cones. God must love gunnery and architecture if Euclid is his only geometry. There is another geometry, which I am engaged in discovering by trial and error. Am I not, Septimus?
Trial and error perfectly describes your enthusiasm, my lady.
How old are you today?
16 years and 11 months, Mama, and 3 weeks.
16 years and 11 months? We must have you married before you're educated beyond eligibility.
I'm going to marry Lord Byron.
Are you? He did not have the manners to mention it.
You've spoken to him?
Certainly not.
Where did you see him?
Everywhere.
Did you, Septimus?
At the Royal Academy, where I had the honour of accompanying your mother and Count Zelinsky.
What was Lord Byron doing?
Posing.
He was being sketched during his visit by the professor of painting, Henry Fuseli.
There was more posing at the pictures than in them. His companion likewise reversed the custom of the Academy that the ladies viewing wear more than the ladies viewed. Well, enough. Let him be hanged there for a lamb. I have enough with Mr. Noakes, who is to a garden what a bull is to a china shop. Here he is at last.
Your humble servant.
The Emperor of Irregularity. Septimus, I have something to show you, but I must draw it.
Mr. Noakes.
Your ladyship.
What have you done to me?
Everything is satisfactory, I assure you. I'm a little behind, to be sure. But my dam will be repaired within the month. Nearly all the young trees held fast, and those few washed away.
Hush! Can you hear, sir?
The improved Newcomen steam pump. The only one in England.
That is what I object to. If everybody had his own, I would bear my portion of the agony without complaint. But to have been singled out by the only improved Newcomen steam pump in England, this is hard, sir. This is not to be borne. And for what? My lake is drained to a ditch? For no purpose I can understand, unless it be that Snipe and Curlew have deserted 3 counties so that they may be shot in our swamp. What you painted as forest is a mean plantation. Your greenery is mud. Your waterfall is wet mud. Your moat is an open-cast mine for the mud that was lacking in the dell. What is that cowshed?
The hermitage, my lady.
It is a cowshed.
Madam, it is, I assure you, a very habitable cottage, properly founded and drained. 2 rooms and a closet under a slate roof with a stone chimney.
And who is to live in it?
Why, the hermit.
Where is he?
Madam.
You surely do not supply a hermitage without a hermit.
Indeed, madam.
Come, come, Mr. Noakes. If I am promised a fountain, I expect it to come with water. What hermits do you have?
I have no hermits, my lady.
Not one? I am speechless.
I'm sure a hermit can be found. One could advertise.
Advertise?
In the newspapers.
But surely a hermit who takes a newspaper is not a hermit in whom one can have complete confidence.
I do not know what to suggest, my lady.
Is there room for a piano?
A piano?
We are intruding here. This will not do, Mr. Hodge. Evidently nothing is being learned. Come along, Mr. Noakes.
There. Oh, Mr. Noakes. There's bad news from Paris.
Is it the Emperor Napoleon?
No, it concerns your heat engine. Improve it as you will, you can never get out of it what you put in. It repays 11 pence and the shilling at most. And the penny is for this author's thoughts.
Thank you, milady.
Let me see that.
Do you understand her?
No.
Well, then, this business is over. I was married at 17. Ce soir, il faut qu'on parle français. Je te demande, Thomasina, as a courtesy to the Count, wear your green velvet, please. I'll send Briggs to do your hair. 16 years and 11 months.
Lord Byron was with a lady.
Yes.
Huh.
Why does it mean Mr. Noakes' engine only pays 11 pence and a shilling? Where does he say it?
Nowhere. I noticed it, by the way. I cannot remember now.
Hold yourself still, Bettimus. The artist is at work.
Or is he interested by determinism?
Newton's equations go forwards and backwards. They do not care which way. But the heat equation cares very much. It goes only one way. And that is the reason Mr. Noakes' engine cannot give the power to drive Mr. Noakes' engine.
But everybody knows that.
Yes, Septimus. They know it about engines.
It's 11:45. For your essay this week. Explicate your diagram.
I cannot. I did not know the mathematics. Well,
without the mathematics, then.
There. I have made a drawing of you and Plautus.
Excellent likeness. Not so good of me, but...
Sir.
Lord Augustus.
I gave you offence, sir, and I'm sorry for it.
I took none, my lord, but you are kind to mention it.
I would like to ask you a question, Mr. Hodge. You have an elder brother, I dare say, being a Septimus.
Yes, my lord. He lives in London. He is the editor of a newspaper, the Piccadilly Recreation. Was that your question?
No. Oh, it is you, this sketch. I would like to keep it.
Oh, you may, sir.
There are things a fellow cannot ask his friends. Carnal things. My sister has told me that... My sister believes such things as I cannot, I assure you, bring myself to repeat.
Well, you must not repeat them, then. The walk between here and dinner should suffice to put us straight. We stroll by the garden. Easy.
No! I'm sorry, Bernard.
Fucked by a dahlia? Do you think? Is it open and shut? Am I fucked?
What does it really amount to in all said and done? Am I fucked? What do you think, Valentine? Tell me the truth.
You're fucked.
Oh, God, no. Does it mean that?
Yes, Bernard, it does.
I'm not sure. Show me where it says. I want to see it. No, read it. No, wait. Right.
Lady Croom's Garden Book, entry from the 1st of October, 1810. Under the direction of Mr. Noakes, a parterre was dug on the south lawn and will be a handsome show next year, a consolation for the picturesque catastrophe of the second and third distances. The dahlia, having propagated under glass with no ill effect from the sea voyage, is named by Captain Bryce Charity for his bride, though the honour properly belongs to the husband who exchanged beds with my dahlia and an English summer for everlasting night in the Indies.
Well, it's so round the houses, isn't it? Who's to say what it means?
Means that Ezra Chater of the Sidley Park connection is the same Chater who described a dwarf dahlia in Martinique in 1810 and died there of a monkey bite.
But Ezra wasn't a botanist, he was a poet.
There's not much of either, but he was both.
It's not a disaster.
Of course it's a disaster. I was on the breakfast hour.
That doesn't mean Byron didn't fight a duel. It just means Chater wasn't killed in it.
Oh, pull yourself together. Do you think I'd have been on the breakfast hour if Byron had missed?
Calm down, Bernard. Valentine's right.
Do you think? You mean the Piccadilly Reviews, yes. Two completely unknown Byron essays. And my discovery of the lines he added to English bards, that counts for something.
Very possible. Persuasive, indeed.
Oh, bugger persuasive. I proved Byron was here. As far as I'm concerned, he wrote those lines as sure as he shot that hare. If only I hadn't somehow made it all about killing Chater. Why didn't you stop me? It's bound to get out, you know. I mean, this gloss on my discovery. How long do you think it'll be before some botanical pedant blows the whistle on me?
The day after tomorrow, a letter in the Times.
You wouldn't.
It's a dirty job, but somebody...
Darling, sorry, Hannah.
And after all, it is my discovery.
Hannah.
Bernard, Hannah. Shut up. It'll be very dry, very short, absolutely gloat-free. Would you rather it were one of your friends?
Oh, God, no.
And then in your letter to the Times...
Mine?
Well, of course, you dozy bastard. Dignified congratulations to a colleague. In the language of scholars, I trust.
Oh, eat shit, you mean?
Think of it as a breakthrough in dahlia studies.
Weren't you coming? Bernard! And you're not dressed. How long have you been back?
Why are you and Valentine wearing those
clothes? Do be quick. Just put anything on. We're all being photographed except Hannah.
Come and what?
Try this coat, Bernard.
Yeah, knee socks to tie trousers.
Oh, Lord.
Hannah, Mummy says, have you got the theodolite?
Well, what are you supposed to be, Chloe? Fanny Hill?
Jane Austen.
Oh, yes.
I told you.
The theodolite. It's in the Hermitage. Sorry.
I thought this wasn't till this evening. What photograph?
The local paper, of course. What? They always come before we start. We want a good crowd. If a scuttle looks gorgeous.
The newspaper? But I don't want my picture in the paper. Give me that helmet.
I'm ready.
My lady, at this late hour... For what, dear God?
Do not act the innocent. Tomorrow I will be 17. There.
Dear Christ.
Now you must show me you're paid in advance. Do you like my dancing nightgown?
Oh.
The Count plays for us. It is God-given. I cannot be 17 and not waltz.
But your mother's...
While she swoons, we can dance. The house is all a bed. I heard the Broadwood. Oh, Septimus, teach me. No!
I cannot now.
Indeed you can, and I've come barefoot, so mind my toes.
I cannot, because it's not a waltz.
It is not?
No, it's too slow for waltzing.
Oh. Then we'll wait for him to play more quickly.
My lady...
Mr. Hodge. Are you reading my essay? Why do you work downstairs so late?
To save my candles.
Oh. You have my old primer.
It's mine again. Should not have written in it.
It was a joke.
Make me mad as you promised. Sit over there, you absent disgrace.
When Mama comes, I will tell her we only meant to kiss.
Not to waltz.
Silence or bed?
Silence. What?
It's heat.
Are you tight, Val?
Where's it up, Anna?
So you're all doomed.
Now you understand my diagram.
Here. It's a diagram of heat exchange.
God's engine gives back 11 pence initially.
Like a steam engine, you see. She didn't have the maths, not remotely. She saw what things meant, way ahead. Like seeing a picture.
This is not science. This is storytelling.
Is it a waltz now?
No.
Like a film.
What did she see?
That you can't run the film backwards. Heat was the first thing which didn't work that way. A film of a pendulum or a ball falling through the air. Backwards it looks the same.
The ball would be going the wrong way.
You'd have to know that. But with heat, friction, a ball breaking a window.
Yes.
But it won't work backwards.
Who thought it would?
She saw why. You can put back the bits of glass, but you can't put back the heat of the smash. It's gone.
So, the improved Newtonian universe must cease and grow cold. Dear me,
the heat goes into the mix.
Yes. We must hurry if we're going to dance.
And everything is mixing the same way, all the time. Irreversible.
Oh, we have time, I think.
So there's no time left. That's what time means.
When we have found all the meanings and lost all the mysteries, we will be alone on an empty shore.
Then we will dance. Is this a waltz?
It will serve.
Oh, goody.
May I have the honor of this waltz?
You may.
Don't mind me. I left my jacket.
Are you leaving?
I'm afraid so. I've just got to get out of these fancy
clothes. What's up, Bernard?
Nothing I can go into.
Should I go?
No, I'm going.
Am I waltzing?
Shh. And one, two, three.
I'll kill her.
Oh, dear.
What the hell is it, Chloe?
Mummy.
Your mother caught us in that cottage.
She snooped.
I don't think so. She was rescuing a theodolite.
I'll come with you, Bernard.
No, you bloody won't.
Don't you want me to?
Of course not. What for? Sorry, Valentine.
What are you saying sorry to him for?
Sorry to you too. Sorry one and all. Sorry, Hermione. Sorry, Hannah. Sorry, Byron. Sorry. Now, can I go?
Well, what a bastard you are, Bernard.
And you mind your own business. What do you know about anything?
Nothing.
It was worth it, though, wasn't it?
It was wonderful.
Nothing.
Shit, Bernard. I'd drive you to the village, but I'm a bit sloshed. Chloe!
Chloe!
A scrape.
Oh, Bernard.
I look forward to the genius of the place. I hope you find your hermit. I think out front is probably the safest.
Actually, I have a good idea who he was. But I can't prove it.
Publish!
One, two, three.
Am I waltzing?
Yes, my lady.
One, two, three.
There. Matt. Here. Take the candle. Be careful with the flame. And your essay. I've given it an alpha in blind faith.
I will wait for you to come.
I cannot.
You may.
I may not.
You must.
I will not.
Then I will not go. Once more. For my birthday. Oh, Gert! You made me jump. You look resplendent. Oh, is that for me? Thank you. Is it a drawing? Oh. Septimus. With Plautus. I was looking for this. Thank you. Oh, Gus, I don't dance, really. But... yes, of course. Why not?
In Arcadia by Tom Stoppard, you heard Emma Fielding as Thomasina Coverley, Harriet Harrison as Chloe Coverley, Samuel West as Valentine Coverley, and Timothy Matthews as Gus and Augustus Coverley. Rufus Sewell played Septimus Hodge, Derek Hutchinson, Ezra Chater, Sidney Livingston, Richard Noakes, and Graham Sinclair, Captain Edward Bryce. Harriet Walter played Lady Croom, Felicity Candle, Hannah Jarvis, and Bill Nye, Bernard Nightingale. Alan Mitchell was Jellyby the Butler. The original music was composed by Jeremy Sams, with additional arrangements by Stephen Edis. Other musicians were Gabriel Amherst, Nick Haley, Irita Kuchmi, and Jamie Talbot. Technical presentation was by Peter Harwood, Mike Atherton, and Ian Pratt. And the production assistant was Katrina Wade. The play was originally directed at the Littleton Theatre by Trevor Nunn. The radio play was directed by David Benedictus.